On Being a Therapist by Jeffrey A. Kotler. Narrated by Rob Shapiro. Copyright 2010 by John Wiley & Sons, Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with John Wiley & Sons, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. The climate for being a therapist has changed so dramatically that the field is all but unrecognizable to those who began their careers when the first edition of this book was published nearly 25 years ago. This was a time when clients were mostly white, female, and upper middle class, when therapy was believed to take a long time, at least months, if not years, to be considered viable, and when insurance companies would pay 90% of whatever we charged, with no lifetime limit or restrictions on frequency of sessions. Now we practice in an era when more indigent, immigrant, and working class clients are being served, often presenting much more severe problems. In addition, many caseloads are filled with court-ordered and involuntarily confined clients. Whereas once upon a time, therapists followed Freud's lead of specializing in the so-called worried well, or the neurotic middle class, we now reach a far more diverse population, representing every conceivable cultural, ethnic, racial, religious, socioeconomic, and sexual orientation background. We are also asked to treat an increasing variety of complaints, many of them not particularly amenable or responsive to therapy in the past. Domestic violence, physical and sexual abuse, substance abuse, eating disorders, personality disorders, self-harm, and dissociative disorders. Moreover, we are being required to make a difference in increasingly brief periods of time. Whereas long-term therapy once was measured in the span of 5 to 10 years, now it is often restricted to the same number of months, or even weeks. Managed care has completely restructured the ways we operate as therapists, not only limiting the time we spend with clients, but also dictating what sorts of things we are permitted to do. In most managed care situations, the course of treatment is strictly limited, and any extension of the allowable number of visits must be approved. Everything now is about accountability, empirically supported evidence-based treatments, and measured outcomes, all within specific time parameters. Technology has also revolutionized the field in the past few decades, and will only alter the landscape further in years to follow. More and more often, we are using software to communicate with managed care payers, send our reports and bills, create a whole new generation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?